This demonstration of traditional Burmese martial arts is a campaign event for a member of Burma's military-aligned ruling party known as the USDP. In the last elections in 2010, opposition groups and Western governments condemned the vote as fraudulent. Ruling party candidate Lele A blames inexperience for past irregularities and denies accusations that her party still bribes or threatens voters.
I believe this upcoming election will be free and fair, but I'm worried about potential riots or violence. There are other parties who are extremely active, so it'd be good to see them under control.
Other opposition members are hopeful that participating in a system that has been flawed is a way to help change it. Thu Wei is the chairperson of the Democratic Party of Myanmar, who cried foul after stuffed ballot boxes appeared in the final hours of voting in 2010 when he lost the election.
Even the last election, we know that they are stealing. But anyhow, we have to try at our utmost to have some step towards the democratic practices.
Pew Pew Thin, a rising star in the National League for Democracy, runs a free HIV/AIDS clinic in the outskirts of town. She is another high-profile candidate who remains worried about the integrity of the vote.
On one hand, people are getting more active, but at the same time, on the other hand, people are more worried. It's because of the experience that people had in 2010. Many people asked, what's going to happen? What will go wrong? What will become of our votes?
The 48 seats being contested in Sunday's vote will not change the balance of power in Parliament, but political analyst Mang Wuntha of The People's Age, a Rangoon-based weekly journal, says he still believes the election is important.
It will change in the atmosphere of the Parliament because Aung San Suu Kyi represents the public opinion, and then she will talk on behalf of the people more and more outspokenly.
Despite the doubts about fairness, all observers consider the by-election another vital step on Burma's uncertain road to reform and a chance for the government to demonstrate it can hold a credible vote. This is Danielle Bernstein for VOA News, Rangoon.